This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I am no expert on dress, okay? As you guys can see, I wear what I need to wear. It has to be comfortable. I work very long hours. I just need to be able to do what I need to do. When I was a physician in the ER, when I was in the hospital, when I had my own clinic, I wore scrubs. Scrubs are pretty comfortable. They had pockets. I love scrubs. They're just practical clothes. You know, see, for me, clothes don't have to so much make you look good. Clothes just have to keep you warm. They have to keep you covered so you don't get arrested. And they have to have some utility. And so medical scrubs, the doctors wear a lot of pockets. And pockets are in perfect areas and you know where to grab. And sometimes you have like the double pocket where there are two pockets in one on your pants leg. And I'm right-handed, so it was perfect because I could reach down. And I knew which pocket had what if I needed a pen, if I needed my prescription pad, if I needed... It was just great. Now, and then one time I had tampons in my top pocket, and the boob kind of pushed them up. So I'm talking to one of my patients in the ER, and tampon has fallen out. So, you know, he just couldn't stop laughing. But I'm like, look, okay, I just don't have any more rooms in my pockets. And so pockets are great. I didn't even need a purse for years, because I could just put everything in my pockets. So I like the utility of clothes. But it's interesting in that we've started to see, not only in medicine, but in corporations, were dress code issues. And so there's been, you got to wear the shirt, you got to wear the tie, we want you to dress this way, we want you to dress this way. And it's really interesting if you watch what's happening with the pendulum swing of dress. So one of the reasons why these corporations had to start coming up with dress codes, well, one is in medicine, professionalism was an issue. And so they thought that, you know, patients want to see people in ties and shirts and dresses and things like that. I always thought the opposite. I always thought in medicine, if a patient sees that you are all prim and proper and, you know, shoes and high heels and the tie all tight and, you know, it's that you were spending more time dressing yourself than getting your butt to the hospital or the clinic to be there for them. And so I always thought as a patient, you know, somebody that's just wearing scrubs, that means they're in uniform to be there for me, not that they're trying to deck themselves out to look all good. So that's how I always kind of looked at that. That's why I still prefer scrubs with that. But the reason why a lot of corporations brought up dress code is because there were issues with movies. There were issues with butts and short skirts and things like that. And so if somebody sat down and their skirt rode up and it caught the eye of somebody, they could then say, okay, he's a pervert. He's looking at my skirt. And the guy's like, what? No. You wore a short, the skirt went, I wasn't, it just, any sort of nudity kind of catches your eye because you're not used to seeing that, you know, in a public place. So you look. And so a lot of corporations are like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to have a dress code so that, you know, hopefully we don't have a lot of wardrobe malfunctions and things like that. So to protect themselves litigiously, all right, many corporations and companies have dress codes. However, then the dress codes can get people in trouble because many of them are not gender neutral. Women, you know, wear a dress or a blouse or nice pants, or men wear this, and somebody could say, look, what if I want to wear a dress? Let's change the dress code to make it more progressive in that respect and more inclusive. And then some might want to wear a headscarf. In the European Union, very interestingly, a court ruled that companies could ban Muslim employees from wearing a headscarf under certain conditions. Apparently, the European Union's top court said today, in two cases brought by Muslim women in Germany, they were suspended from their jobs because they were wearing their garment. And I don't have too many details as to what the concern was in terms of, I think one was in a childcare center, one was in a drugstore, and I don't see how the head covering affected their job. But the European Union protected the rights of the employer, saying, look, you know, if they don't want somebody wearing a headscarf, they could do that. So I foresee in America that dress codes are going to start to change. I've seen too many people get themselves in a bind suggesting something under dress code that actually might be a little inappropriate. If you ban somebody from, you know, wearing a religious garment that they want to, you know, that could be discriminatory. Religious Jews wear tallits, and if you notice, they have the tassels that you see under their shirt. Now, those could get caught in machinery. And so I understand an employer could say, look, you know, you're going to get this caught. You know, this could be a risk to you. And employers can't be caught between a rock and a hard place saying, look, you know, we don't want to be, you know, responsible for you having an injury if we told you this is something that, you know, what you're wearing could cause an injury. Just like, you know, surgeons and a whole bunch of jewelry. It's kind of known, you know, you might not want to have a whole bunch of jewelry on when you're doing surgery, you know, because it's really hard to keep that sterile and, you know, to do what you need to do. But on the flip side, it just, I see the court system, you know, going to be overwhelmed with people saying, you can't tell me what to wear. You can't tell me my pants were too tight. You can't tell me my blouse was too tight. Okay, now that means you're being perverted and you're talking about my boobs. Or you're fat shaming. Or you're, gender restricting me. So I really see dress codes kind of going away. And so I'm not really sure what that entails in terms of the medical profession or what that entails in terms of, like, you know, teachers and, you know, I mean, I'd wear pajamas. I love pajamas, and I think they don't get you in trouble, and you really don't have a lot of wardrobe malfunctions with pajamas. So maybe just go with that. Wear pajamas. I'm comfortable with that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks for you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Social Security payments could rise 6.1% the next year because of soaring inflation. This would be the biggest cost of living hike since 1983. Now, Ken, I haven't been following how much additional money people get each year when it comes to Social Security, but from what I am seeing in terms of Social Security payments, they are just very, very below what I think the average older person needs to live on. And when you look at the rent, when you look at their transportation, when you look at their medical bills, I just don't think Social Security is enough. So in addition to us trying to figure out what to do with the minimum wage,
We do need to revamp what's happening to Social Security. So Social Security payments, they say, could rise about 6.1% next year due to soaring inflation. The Senior Citizens League, a nonpartisan advocacy group, released a new estimate yesterday responding to the latest inflation data showing prices are up 5.4% in the 12 months through June. They say 69 million people are currently receiving benefits, but the next cost of living increase will not come until January. So many are struggling on fixed income as the prices surge. And this isn't just, you know, Social Security beneficiaries. I think we all are seeing that. All right, I'm not getting paid anymore. In fact, in medicine, I think we're actually getting paid less than I was 20 years ago in medicine. Meanwhile, prices are going up. Now, I'm not saying play a violin for us doctors. Trust me, other people have bigger, you know, problems. But I'm in one of those industries where you're really not making more money. Unless an insurance company decides to turn around and reimburse your company more, and that company turns around and says, I'm going to pay you more, you're not seeing that extra money. They said the most recent bump in benefits calculated based on last year's prices was 1.3%. Now, the Social Security Administration calculates its annual cost of living adjustment, COLA, based on the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The purpose of the annual increase is to ensure that the purchasing power of Social Security and SSI benefits is not eroded by inflation. In recent months, though, inflation has risen at an alarming rate. I wonder why. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell continues to insist that there will be no imminent change in the Fed's ultra-low interest rates or massive bond purchases. Now, the federal chairman yesterday reiterated, according to Daily Mail, his long-held view that high inflation readings over the past several months have been driven largely by temporary factors like supply shortages, rising consumer demand, as pandemic-related business restrictions are lifted. I disagree. I don't think it's temporary. They say many Republicans in Congress say it's the federal government's free spending policies, and they predict further inflation if President Biden does his $6 trillion budget plan, infrastructure plan. So on Tuesday, the government said that the prices paid by U.S. consumers had risen 5.4% in the last 12 months through June, the fastest increase in 13 years. I think it's going to go up. They say it was the third straight month that consumer inflation has jumped, excluding volatile food and energy costs. So-called core inflation rose 4.45% in June, the fastest pace since November 1991. So if you remember the 70s and 80s, and I remember, inflation was so out of control at an annual rate of 14.8% that the Federal Reserve had to raise the country's key interest rate sharply. The so-called Fed funds rate is the rate at which banks can borrow from each other. It affects everything from car loans, home mortgages, and the jump in prices. I guess they had an annual rate of 14.8%. That the Federal Reserve had to step in, 14.8% at the time. So, sadly, whenever big changes occur, companies panic. And COVID was huge. Minimum wage going up is huge. The Suez Canal blockage, the lack of truck drivers, the labor shortage. There is a problem. And this isn't just one thing that would lead to prices going up. We knew minimum wage would cause prices to go up. But if it was just minimum wage causing it, I think, okay, that little bit of bump should cover it. But no, minimum wage was just the tip of the iceberg. What happened with COVID was so devastating, and the threat that more shutdowns and more lockdowns, companies are like, we're going to make whatever money we can make now. You know, I try to meet people for lunch. And to me, lunch is, you know, maybe a $7 sandwich. Oh, no. These places that you go to for lunch, $18. I'm like, $18? Where did this come from? Who has $18 to spend on lunch? And it's not even that, like, it's not like a fancy $18 for lunch? That better be like a filet mignon. It's not. It's a salad. And I brought this up. We need to just say no. We need to tell these companies we're not going to spend that money. But I feel bad for these restaurants. They can't get employees to come back. Biden says pay them more. So employers are like, all right, guys, we will then, we'll give you guys bonuses. We'll, and then we'll just have to pass the cost on to the customers since we obviously don't have money in savings during COVID because we had to be closed or be at 50% capacity. And so the prices go up. And some people are paying the prices. I'm seeing them. Some people are paying them. And, because they want to go out. But after a while, they're going to like, we can't do this. So bacon is up 8%, apples up 6.5%, bread up 2%, coffee 0.5%, milk 7.5%, oranges 8%, gasoline has gone up 45%, electricity 4%. So Social Security is going to have to go up. I just don't know if that the government is even considering it and if they're going to, make sure that that COLA protection is there and if we have even the money for it. Used car prices soared 10.5%. They said this was the largest monthly increase since record-keeping began January 1953. Hotel room prices soared 7%. And it's interesting because you would think they were they want to attract people, to come back, because of COVID, so they'd be like, look, we're going to have these fire sales. That's kind of what, cruises did, and that's what Hawaii did, and people were able to go to Hawaii pretty cheap. But no, once they saw there was demand, boom, prices just soared. They said restaurant prices soared 0.7%. I think it was even more. So bond investors are expecting inflation to average 2.4% over the next 5 years, down from 2.7%. I just think it's going to be higher. So if I were you, I would really start to just kind of rethink about how you're going to spend your money. Child tax credit is coming. Payments are supposed to be dispersed starting July 15th. The federal child tax credit is kicking off its monthly cash payments on July 15th. The IRS will be distributing checks to eligible families with children ages 17 or younger. And my youngest just turned 18. Yeah, thanks a lot. The new enhanced credit is part of the government effort to use the tax code to help low to moderate income families weather the ongoing challenges of the pandemic. I think it's nice and I think it's appropriate because to get people back to work, they're going to need to, some of them are going to need childcare. So that money could at least help them put kids in childcare. The IRS and Treasury said it sent payments for almost 60 million children on Thursday, totaling $15 billion, 9 to 10 payments were set via direct deposit. So, according to Mark Stever, Jackson Hewitt's chief information officer, tax information officer, says the tax system has become a machine for social change. This enhanced child tax credit will use the tax code to deliver money to the millions of household bank accounts following three rounds of direct stimulus checks. So, basically, are like tax rebates. So Biden's American Rescue Plan authorized this expansion, but it's interesting because if you know how to make your tax rate lower, if you know how to show your income is lower, you could qualify. But that also means the only way you get the money is if you actually are filing your taxes. So somebody has to be here and be actually paying taxes. So it is interesting how that works. Not everyone's going to qualify. Cutoff is $75,000 for single taxpayers, $150,000 for joint. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New jobless claims are down, hitting their lowest level since early March of 2020, as the pandemic was shutting down the economy. The Labor Department reporting 360,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That number is still higher than most analysts were expecting. The number, however, is a drop from the previous week's revised total of 386,000. More protests in southern and central Florida on Wednesday in support of the Cuban people and against the current communist regime. It was the fourth straight day of demonstrations, with many roads getting blocked off in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying he's hoping for change on the island nation.
There's nothing to be rejoiceful for right now, unfortunately. The only thing there is there hope that this moment becomes something bigger.
USA Radio News. Taliban fighters in Afghanistan have captured another strategic target as the terrorists continue their advances across the country. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has more on the story.
The flag of Afghanistan was ripped from the pole at the main border crossing with Pakistan as Afghan forces fled or surrendered. Instead, the Taliban's white flag with a black Quranic verse was flying in its place. Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said Afghan forces continue to receive U.S. support.
They have the advantages. They have better capabilities than the Taliban in the air and on the ground. And they are certainly going to continue to have American support financially, logistically, and through assistance and maintenance.
President Biden set to host German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House for an official working visit and joint press conference. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you using sunscreen, good, you know, because you're protecting yourself against melanoma. And we'll quickly review melanoma because, you know, now that it's the sunny time of year and the very hot time of year, we're exposed. But Johnson & Johnson has had to recall 5 of its Neutrogena and Aveeno aerosol spray sunscreens because some internal testing revealed that there are some levels of benzene. Now, we don't like benzene. Benzene is a human and animal carcinogen. And this isn't the first time benzene has reared its ugly head. We've even caught some benzene in hand sanitizers. So companies are supposed to be doing their quality assurance and inspections, and when they do pick up that some of their products could have it, then they need to voluntarily recall them and look at their process. So which products are included in this recall? It's a voluntary recall. Nobody told Johnson & Johnson to do it. They did it on their own. But my guess is if they had it, have done it on their own, it was going to come up eventually. So they were proactive. The Neutrogena Beef Defense, Beach Defense, beef. I'm getting hungry. It's lunchtime. The Neutrogena Beach Defense Aerosol Sunscreen. These are all aerosol. None of these are the creams, okay? Neutrogena Beach Defense Aerosol, Neutrogena Cool Dry Sport, Neutrogena Invisible Daily, Neutrogena Ultra Sheer, and then the Aveeno Protect and Refresh Aerosol Sunscreen. Now, benzene was not purposefully put into these. It is not a purposeful ingredient in their products. But in some of the finished products, it was found. Could be a contaminant, could have been a byproduct of manufacturing. So Johnson & Johnson is therefore urging consumers to stop using the products and consult their healthcare provider if they're experiencing any issues. So benzene has been long associated with health conditions like anemia, leukemia, blood cancer, and a decrease in immune function. According to the CDC, the Department of Health and Human Services has determined that benzene causes cancer in humans, and long-term exposure to high levels can cause leukemia, cancer of the blood-forming organs. And then I guess they talked about animals breathing benzene could be an issue. So I think they have a typo on their thing. I need to I'm not going to contact the CDC. I'm just going to erase it from my article. So benzene is a colorless or light yellow liquid. It's used by multiple industries. It's in dyes, detergents, plastics, lubricants, rubber, gasoline, pesticides, and pharmaceuticals, to name a few. I want to go back to the CDC website and I want to see that typo. I have an issue because, you know, I do typos. I do typos and I always will blame myself for the typo. But it is interesting if you have a government entity. Oh, no, they don't have the typo. This was my typo. Why do I have animal in there? Maybe because I was talking about some of the animal studies. There was a study looking at animal cancer from benzene, and it was respiratory, where animals breathed it in. So this isn't me. CDC has a perfectly, grammatically, beautifully well-written website. Do not want to, my apologies. But looks like I had something there that might have been, I don't know, cut and paste. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so when it comes to sunscreen, I'm a fan of sunblock. You have, you know, sunscreen and you have sunblock. I'm a fan in that I agree that you don't want to get the, shall we say, chemicals. Basically how sunscreen works is it absorbs sun rays and tries to dispel them and decrease its damage onto your skin. Sunblock just deflects it, which is kind of what we also need. And I really prefer the deflection aspect of the sunscreen or the sunblock. So there has been a lot of debate on how safe these things are because we do need some sun. We do need vitamin D. And instead, what we're doing is we're just lathering up ourselves with this cream and this, you know, it's, and at that point it's, you start to wonder, well, you know, what are we doing with the chemicals? So we've talked about expired sunscreen. Expired sunscreen, the FDA had warned us saying don't be using. They say if it's past the expiration date, discard it, especially after 3 years after purchase. A study in chemical research and toxicology looked at the octocrylene in sunscreen and anti-aging products. Those can degrade. Octocrylene can degrade into benzophenone. And benzophenone is a carcinogen, mutagen, and endocrine disruptor. Endocrine disruptors are those chemicals where, like BPA, where they can mess with your hormones. And it can, you know, cause issues with maybe fertility, with reproduction, with weight, with thyroid. So, you know, it shows that you will take this in and you will absorb it. So, as I said, I really like the sunblock. Sunscreens use chemicals to disperse or absorb the UV rays. Inorganic compounds in sunblocks, like titanium dioxide or zinc oxide, attempt to scatter the UV rays. I don't see as much drama with the titanium dioxide and zinc oxide as I do with the organic compounds like PABA, oxybenzone, that absorb the UV rays. We spoke about the UV rays. You got UVA, UVB. We have UVC, but we don't deal with it that much. UVA goes all the way. They penetrate both the epidermis and the dermis. UVA causes aging. That's how I remember that. The A causes wrinkles and causes skin cancer. It goes all the way. UVB is shorter, affects the little baby, more babier waves, all right? They affect the epidermis, and they're responsible for causing sunburns. So I remember UVB as burns. And it can also cause skin cancer. So you want to shoot for a good SPF, a sun protection factor. Sun protection factor allows less sun photons to enter the skin and cause damage. SPF measures protection by UVB rays. So an SPF, which we spoke about, let's say there's an SPF of 30. SPF means if it's a 30, how long your skin will burn using that factor. So if, let's say, your skin burns in 10 minutes without protection, if you use SPF, you're supposed to multiply that number. So 30 times 10. Now, I could burn in 2 to 3 minutes. So for me, that means SPF might give me an hour of protection if it's SPF 30. The problem is most of us doctors don't really find SPF lasting 2, 3 hours, you know, with sunscreen. You'll sweat, you'll swim, the sunscreen will dissipate. So you have to apply it pretty regularly. But an SPF of 15 blocks about 93% of UVB rays. SPF of 30 blocks 97%. SPF of 50 blocks about 98%. So you got to apply it right. Lotion needs to be applied at about 2 milligrams per centimeter square skin, 1 teaspoon per body part. So like chest, arm, leg, face, and neck, each get a teaspoon, roughly. It should be applied 15 minutes prior to going out into the sun. Needs to be reapplied every 2 hours, and a lot more often if you're swimming or sweating. Melanoma, one of the deadliest skin cancers. Melanoma, sadly, can creep up, not only on sun-exposed, but non-sun-exposed. So if you see a mole, you need to do the A, B, C, D, E's, and F's. A, look for asymmetry, where two sides of it don't look equal. B, a border that looks kind of weird and chaotic and nice smooth. C, multiple colors and not just one color. D, a diameter over a centimeter. E, if it's elevated or evolving. And F, if the sucker is growing fast. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have wondered what happens when we don't have enough cops. We spoke about what happens when you don't have enough doctors and medical professionals. We have to start deputizing anybody with any sort of medical background, which is kind of what we did with COVID. We brought in medical students. We brought in anybody we could to help in the hospitals and throughout the country. But when it comes to law enforcement, where do you go? So in Chicago, they're going to be doing a couple pilot programs because they've had a mass exodus of cops, cops retiring, cops leaving in light of, you know, what happened during, in terms of, just the wave of crime spree and defund the police, and there's a whole variety of factors that are leading to this. And I think many people who have been thinking about retirement, not just in law enforcement, in medicine, in business, now's the time. This is when they're doing it. So it is a retirement epidemic, which we're going to talk about. So the city is launching a two-part alternative response pilot program this fall, such that you're going to have mental health professionals. Now, this is in Chicago. There's going to be mental health professionals stationed at 911 call centers. So when there's a mental health call, rather than dispatching a police officer, they're going to have a mental health professional there on the phone. Now, that could work, okay? It could work as long as they're not sending a mental health professional to the door. That could work, but you know, this could be pretty tight. So the initiative wants to ensure that people who are suffering a mental health crisis get the help they need. And they're also trying to minimize any sort of need to arrest, to minimize the criminalization. So what happens with some of these calls? So somebody might be, I don't know, let's say coming off some drugs. All right? And so people will contact the police and say, look, we don't know if he's going to hurt himself. We don't know if, all right? So police will come and try to help that person. Sometimes they're homeless. Sometimes they could be high. Right. When the police accost that person might charge at them, bite them, hit them, threaten to do something. Police say, okay, you're coming with us. And then, sadly, things can happen. They try to resist arrest, there's a fight, there's whatever. But, and so many of the calls that are getting cops into trouble are mental health. And so I think Chicago wants to see what happens if we get the cops out of the equation and we have a mental health professional on the phone. There's even another program where they're going to send a paramedic. Let me see which program that is. I'm looking it up really quick. There's a paramedic that may be dispatched to mental health related calls. It's a paramedic and mental health clinician that will come out. And there's a program where a recovery specialist for those related to substance abuse will go out if that needs to be done. Now, I'm a little concerned, obviously, for the safety. You know, police officers are trained, obviously, you know, in combat and in protection. You know, some of them in bulletproof vests. They have a weapon. True, that's what's been kind of getting some of them in trouble, where some people during the arrest or their mental health breakdown or their grapple, right, or fighting with the police officers or them trying to run away results in them getting shot. But sadly, I've seen mental health individuals, and the unpredictability puts people at risk. Medical professionals, right, put themselves at risk all the time. When I was an ER doc, luckily some of the patients were really, really awesome, but some of them were pretty dangerous. And whether they assault you, whether they threaten you, whether they, you know, you're at risk when you deal with somebody that hasn't been diagnosed or isn't under the care of a mental health professional that needs to be. You know, we spoke about how before George Floyd and before the pandemic, police officers were being tasked with giving Narcan and helping people, that could be overdosing. And some of the police officers, there was some back and forth, I think, between police officers and paramedics. And they were talking about how you almost need a combination of these law enforcement and health professionals there. Because somebody who spent a lot of money for that heroin or fentanyl high, when you bring them out of their overdose, they're not going to say thank you and thank the Lord. Many of them are really mad that you reversed that with the Narcan. You're trying to save their life. And so police officers were tasked to managing the overdose, and, you know, they will. If they have to save somebody's life, they will. Paramedics were tasked to manage overdose, and there was issues of, well, what do we do about the safety? What do we do about, you know, the ramifications of these people get mad when you reverse it? And, you know, paramedics are putting their lives on the line all the time as well. And so, I, we don't have enough law enforcement officers. So who wants to come in? Who wants to, you know, who wants to then help keep the peace? Mental health professionals, I believe, if they could over the phone, right, address some of the issues and be there to talk to that person. And sometimes even face-to-face, I mean, I'm not saying in a dangerous situation, mental health professionals are probably better equipped and better trained than law enforcement. Law enforcement, I mean, how do they have the time to train all of that in addition to, you know, dealing with the mental health of people? That's what we have mental health professionals for. So combining forces with mental health professionals is very logical. The problem is you can't just have mental health professionals or paramedics be unarmed or unprotected. And it's dangerous out there. You know, I mean, when I was younger, it's like, you know, I saw somebody homeless, I'd go up and I'd give them money, you know. Guys I was dating, it's like, no, don't go up to them. Don't go up to them. All right? Leave the money here. Let them grab the money. And I go, but somebody else could take it. They say, you don't know, that person could stab you. That person can kidnap you. All right? They could be pretending to be homeless, or they could be homeless. And don't go up to the homeless person. You can leave the money here. They'll go over to it. Let them see it. But don't go, you know, you got to be aware. And, you know, I many times would roll down my window. I did that. This was like a few months back. I rolled down my window, gave the guy money because there's always somebody there at my turn off the freeway. And as I'm driving, then we hit a stoplight and somebody next to me going, why are you doing that? Stop. Don't do that. Yeah, and it's, I mean, I want to help people, but you do put yourself at risk. And so I'm not sure how this would end up, you know, evolving, but I do believe that law enforcement does need backup in terms of mental health professionals. They probably need paramedics, especially when we're dealing with, you know, drug overdoses. But, you know, if you saw the video with George Floyd, you know, a methamphetamine and fentanyl combo, right, you know, does not allow, you know, a lot of, shall we say, you know, good choices. And, you know, he did not want to be in that police car. He kicked himself out, and God forbid, you know, what happened to him was so, so tragic, and it should have never happened. He should have never died. But when you watch these videos and you go, why are they resisting arrest? Why are they trying to outrun the police officer? Many of them are on drugs. And so, you know, maybe there has to be somebody trained in that on site. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.